The Candid Cast with Lucky Agede. Season 2, Episode 4, Human Development Virtues, Knowledge.
Hello, welcome to another episode of The Candid Cast. I'm glad to be with you today. We are continuing our study of those values or virtues that aid human development. Before we go into the part 2, I want you to please subscribe if you are yet to subscribe to our channel, The Candid Cast. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, we are on YouTube, and we are also on TikTok. Today we are treating knowledge in part 2 of factors, values, virtues that aid human development. Recall that in the part 1 we treated the subject of morality as one of the virtues that drive human development. We all want as humans to make progress from one stage to another. Somebody in primary 1 has ambition to make primary 2. Somebody is 100 level in the university is looking at 200 level. Human development is something we look forward to. If you are working, you are in level 12, you want to make level 14. So we said it is a principle that is fixed and unchanging. That's morality. It determines human conduct and determines what one considers right or wrong, notwithstanding the consequences. Sometimes standing on moral grounds can be hurtful to you as a person. That's why it's a principle. When it hurts you, you still have to go ahead and do it because it is morally right to do, and it will determine how far you go in life, genuinely speaking. In this part, our part 2, we'll be talking about knowledge as the second value that we need to uphold. The Holy Bible says, people of God perish for lack of knowledge. That's how important knowledge can be. We also learn that a son is not different from a servant when he's a child, because at that time, he's not aware of his right, he's not aware of his privileges as a son. He will continue to live as a servant. In the absence of knowledge, ignorance reigns supreme. As in the absence of light, darkness reigns. We need to throw light into our situation through acquisition of knowledge and practical application of the same. That is called wisdom. So when we are talking of knowledge, we are actually talking of practical wisdom, because knowledge that is not applied is useless. Until you apply knowledge, is irrelevant. It does not add anything to you. Knowledge must be applied. And when you apply knowledge, it is called wisdom. So when we are discussing knowledge, we are also talking about practical wisdom. We played down the importance of knowledge. While I was growing up, we were told in our upbringing, by way of parable, that what you do not know cannot kill you. Today, we know better. You should rather be able to know acid, its qualities, and what it is capable of doing, than to ignorantly mistake it for water, only to realize what it can do that it can kill you. In that sense, what you do not know can kill you. So I encourage you, seek knowledge. You will have nothing to lose from knowing. You know and know and know. The more you know, the better you have. Knowledge is a fundamental concept that encompasses information, understanding, and awareness acquired through experience, study, or investigation. It is the awareness of or familiarity with facts, information, truths, concepts, skills, and principles that are acquired through various means. There are key aspects of knowledge that I want us to talk about. I'll talk about two types of knowledge. The explicit knowledge. This is formalized or codified knowledge that can be easily communicated and shared. It is typically found in documents, databases, and textbooks. School curriculum embodies this type of knowledge. It can be made into a teachable subject or written in books for us to learn. Like you go into university, you want to study law. You have all the body of knowledge lined up for you, and you begin to pick them from 100 level to 200 to 300 to 400. Even when you get to the law school, you are still learning the same thing. You come out, you become a lawyer because you have gained knowledge in that field. Another person that entered the same university with you has gone in to study engineering, and he has all the books on engineering lined up, listening to engineering. After a few years, he comes out of that place. You'll be speaking different languages. When one person speaks, oh, you speak like a lawyer. The other person, you speak like an engineer. Examples that you give on various subjects will be different because of the different type of knowledge that you have acquired, even in the same environment. Explicit knowledge is gained through the school system, reading privately, researching, listening to teachings. time spent in traffic should not be wasted. For those who live in Lagos, probably spend 3 to 4 hours of your life every day in traffic. Put a favorite podcast and listen to some information. You gain knowledge by such listening. Let that time in traffic not be wasted. And it happens to so many in so many urban cities across the world. Number two, tacit knowledge. Informal, experiential, and personal knowledge that is difficult to articulate and transfer. It is based on insights, intuition, and personal experiences. This type of knowledge is more of what we call home training. When a child stays around parents and you begin to listen and you run errands for them, you will not know that you are learning until much later in life. You find that so much of the things you do, you are doing it the way your mother does. A funny story was told of a child that never listened to the mother when the mother was cooking, and the child with the coming when the food is almost ready, and when the mother is putting salt in the soup, she will clap her hand and say, "Let there be enough salt in this food." So the child got married, got to the husband's house. When cooking, she will not add salt. She will just clap her hand and say, "Let there be enough salt in this food," without knowing that the mother used to have salt in the hand when she was clapping her hand and say, "Let there be enough salt." She had to go back to relearn. We need to stay around parents. We need to learn these things. Knowledge is transferred tacitly through that process. This type of knowledge is always obtainable from interactions. Artisans. A plumber wants to learn the plumbing job, stays with an experienced artisan in the same field. The same goes for motor mechanic. The same goes for carpentry. They don't write it in any book. You just stay around, and after some years, you find that you can do the same job that your master has been doing. Number next, we look at the importance of knowledge. Why do we even need to gain knowledge? Why is it important to gain knowledge? Problem solving. You acquire problem solving skill when you are knowledgeable. Knowledge provides a foundation for identifying, analyzing, and solving problems. All the things that we see today, we use telephone. You can sit down in your house, point some numbers, and somebody in another town will pick up the phone. It's not going to read. If I stay in Lagos, I die my phone to call a person in Kano. All the phones in Kano will not ring. Only the one that I died will ring. That's knowledge at work. People put those things. It has not always been like that from the foundation of the world. As knowledge increases, we find these things. Problems are being solved. The COVID-19 came, brought a lot of knowledge on how meetings can be held. We now sit in different locations and hold meetings. People sit in different countries and attend meetings together. That's where knowledge is coming to solve problems. Knowledge helps us in decision making, informs and guides decision making, the processes by providing relevant information and insights. If I want to travel, I want to know how I should travel. Should I go by road? Should I go by air? Should I go by sea? There are alternatives. Options are available to knowledgeable people. But if you are not knowledgeable, you only have one option and think that is. That's why you say that a child that has never traveled, we say his father's farm is the biggest in the whole world. It's because he lacks knowledge of what farming is. He sits inside his village thinking that no farm will rival his father's farm. But that's not true. Knowledge will tell you there is a bigger world out there for you to explore. Knowledge brings innovation. It stimulates creativity and the generation of new ideas and solutions. We cannot innovate when we are ignorant. He said that in Africa, if you ate akara in 1900 and when you come out in 2024, you eat akara, you will meet it the same taste, the same recipe, the same everything. But I am glad that with knowledge, we are advancing. People are devising different ways of making different things. It's no longer as it has always been. As knowledge is increasing and being applied, we now have those plantain chips that we used to eat in the street, the different ways of packaging it. The water, I have seen us fetch water from anywhere and call it ice water and sell in the street. We move from there to sachet pure water. We move from there to bottled water. Things are evolving as knowledge increases. There are so many more areas to explore knowledge. I remember before we got to the stage of medical development where we are now, if they tell you somebody has HIV AIDS infection, you won't sit in the same room with the person. Everyone will desert that person. But today, knowledge tells us that it's not a death sentence. We live with people with HIV, and it is not transmitted because we sat on the same table or we ate in the same plate. No, we now get to understand how it is transmitted. Handshake cannot transmit it. So feel free to greet a person who has HIV. Empowerment. Knowledge empowers. When you are knowledgeable, you have skills, you have information, you have understanding to navigate and excel in various domains. But an ignorant person is caged. How is this knowledge transferred? How do we transmit knowledge from one person to another? We look at the educational system. Formal institutions that are created for this purpose. Training programs. Learning environments that facilitate the acquisition and dissemination of knowledge are all over us. Now you can sit in Nigeria, register in a university anywhere in the world, and get your master's degree, get your PhD. Knowledge is being transferred through those processes. It is not until you enter into classroom. I just finished a course now that was 100% online. I did not go to the classroom, but I learned so much from it. That's knowledge transfer. Number two, through communication. Exchange of information, ideas, insights. We don't need to call it training. Oh, come, we are going to train you. No. But at every meeting, every interaction, each time you are discussing with somebody, you are gaining knowledge. You receive better insight on how things are done. It does not have to be a school or a training section. Number three, you can gain knowledge through mentorship, guidance, support, sharing of knowledge from experienced individual to those seeking to learn. So when you want to learn, they say the companion with the wise will be wise. But those who keep company with fools will perish in their ignorance. You meet a person who is knowledgeable in the field that you are pursuing. I've taught so many of the people who relate with me about investment. People will come, oh, how did you become an investor? I learned, I read books, I associated with people who have been investing. And today, I can also tell other people, you need to start investing and start investing early in your life. You will not regret it as you grow. We gain knowledge by experience. Learning through direct involvement, practice, and hands-on can be very helpful. You get involved in what you are doing or what another person is doing, and you gain experience from it. Sometimes you gain knowledge, like if you use your bare hand to remove hot pots from the fire, you get burnt. You gain experience. You know from that time that you shouldn't use your bare hand to do it. You need to find a napkin or something, an insulator that will keep the fire from directly affecting you. Knowledge is a cornerstone of human progress, innovation, and development. It shapes our perception, our actions, and relationships with the world around us. By continually seeking, sharing, and applying knowledge, individuals and societies can improve their understanding, their capabilities, and impact on the world. Can we ever quantify in absolute terms what differences the knowledge that knowledge has made or brought into our world? Man has really evolved, and I know it for sure. From living in caves to living in skyscrapers, man has moved from seeing a journey across the ocean as impossible to where we fly London to New York in 8 hours. I was saying this thing the other day. My friend told me he made it in 5 hours 20 minutes. That's unimaginable, but it is happening now. Incurable diseases, like I mentioned, HIV/AIDS has become curable in our own eyes. And very soon, by the grace of God, we will see that true knowledge, the cure for cancer, will be discovered that is ravaging the world. Recently, we have seen transplant of kidney from pig to human. That's how far knowledge can go. This will have the effect of reducing the organ harvesting industry that is killing the world, human trafficking, and so many evils that are happening because people are looking for organs. Keep learning, keep growing. Above all, don't learn without applying. Make an application of the knowledge that you gain. From time to time, in every human interaction, you gain knowledge. When you gain, don't just dump it. Make use of it. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.